This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some users of melatonin, the stuff people take without prescription to help them sleep, may be getting a lot more of that sleep aid than they bargained for. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association looked at 25 melatonin gummies and found that 22 were mislabeled. Most contained much more melatonin than advertised. One contained 347% of the labeled amount, and a few contained no detectable melatonin at all. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The study focused on melatonin gummies for a reason, says co-author Peter Cohen with the Cambridge Health Alliance.
It seemed to us something that a child might get into.
Or that parents might give their kids to help them sleep. And he says something around 5 milligrams of melatonin is perfectly safe for a small child. The problem is,
personally, I wouldn't be confident that the amount of melatonin listed on the label is in the product.
This is one of those kind of drop the mic revelations.
Christine Whelan studies the wellness industry at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says the supplement industry has boomed during the pandemic, and many consumers assume that the products they're buying have been tested for safety and efficacy. But really, the FDA can only investigate complaints after supplements are already on the market.
When you're spending money on something that you don't know what it is, you're taking a risk.
Not just a health risk, she says, but a financial one if you're not getting what you paid for. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.